wonderful news. I think we've gone to a stage where you kind of question any decision from the referee, and we still haven't got a reason why a free kick was reversed and why there was a sending off. That's the sour taste in it. I think it's now a zero tolerance, and I've no problem going and saying this. It's gone to the stage where you're not allowed to question anything. There's no foul and abusive language. There's no jumping around. We're entitled to question as manager or coach of the team why a decision was reversed that caused a defeat against Shamrock Rovers. I've questioned it. It's totally and utterly within my right. The disappointing part is the officials refused to speak and explain afterwards. And it's not good enough. Maybe it's not good enough for me in years gone by, but certainly against Shamrock Rovers, I was fully and absolutely entitled to question a decision for a referee that refused to speak before, during and after. And on their behalf, it's not good enough.
Well, I'm sure the FAI will have taken all that on board, Ollie. Did you get a chance to make those?
They took it on board and gave you 3 matches of suspension. Mm. To be fair, the case they put up, and I've no problem going public on it, was that I insulted the referee by calling at him. I'm not quite sure what tolerance levels they have, but if I want to insult somebody, it'll be a hell of a lot more than questioning why it was a free kick, you know, reversed. Yeah, there's history there from his game against Shamrock Rovers where he gave 3 penalties, and I did refer to it, you know, from before. I'm totally entitled to it. You know, I'm hugely annoyed at the fact of the official, who's a good fella. You know, I've spoken about this time and time again, and I've no problem going public here, and you're probably smiling, thinking that, Jesus, this is a great coup here, but it's not good enough on their behalf. It wasn't good enough for us in years gone by, where there was foul and abusive language. Yes, there was jumping around in the dugout. None of that has happened, and none of that happened against Shamrock Rovers, and yet I get a 3-match ban. That official was out the following week, refereeing a game on television, which I was at. Not good enough.